recalling a very common statement of self-reliance that's so problematic, here's Pastor Jeff Johnson.
I can do this. Thanks, God, for getting me this far. I'll take it from here. You're done, man. More than done. You're toast. It's over. You just left the blessings of God.
Your spirit leads me on, and I'm running after you. I'll leave behind the worthless lies, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
It's been said, in whatever man does without God, he must fail miserably or succeed even more miserably. It highlights the path of self-reliance as opposed to humble obedience. Today on Sound Doctrine, we'll learn from 2 Chronicles chapter 26 how the self-reliance and pride of Uzziah, a good king, leads to his downfall. First, with more on what made him a good king, picking up in verse 11, here's Pastor Jeff Johnson.
Uzziah had a host of fighting men. So here we see now he's a trainer, and he makes sure that he's got what he needs to protect what he has, and that went out to war by bands according to the number of their account by the hand of Jael, who was the scribe, making sure that they were calling and mustering all the forces, and Mahaziah, the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, and one of the king's captains. So they were the ones taking care of all of the fighting men and mustering them together for battle. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the families and the ones that were ruling over many of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. So here we see Uzziah. He's a leader of leaders, respected sort of general, if you will. And he's the king. They respect him. And he leads them. And under their hand was an army, 300, and it says 1,000 there. In the Hebrew, it's 300 units, and those 300 units were 7,500. In other words, it wasn't 300,000. Can you imagine that? That made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. So here's this general of a mighty army. And there it is again, to help the king. Who helped the king? Who helped the king to do what he did when he was a strategist and when he was trying to set up the city and to keep it safe? Who helped the king to go out and to send one side and then go around the other side and entrap the enemy and take them out? God helped him. If we don't have God's help, we're doing it ourselves. And that's a big danger. Anything that's in self, leaning to your own understanding, is just that. It's your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. He will bring it to pass. So we need him helping us in everything that we do, whether it's getting a garden going. We need to dedicate that garden to the Lord and pray for God to bless that garden, or you're getting a business started. You don't get unequally yoked with a non-believer. Oh, he's got the money and I've got the brains. You're in big trouble, you know. That won't last, okay? And especially, he doesn't love the Lord and you do. One pulling this way and the other pulling that way. How many times have we heard those stories? No, we've got to come together. Work together and let him help us do whatever he's called us to do. That's what's happening to this king. Now, Uzziah, verse 14, prepared for them throughout all the host shields, spears, helmets. bows and slings to cast stones. I mean, here we see that he's an arms specialist, if you will. And God is giving him insight and ways of throwing huge stones, long distances, and being able to knock down huge walls. And he's making sure that his army has got everything that they need to fight a good fight and to win. So here's a general that knows what he's doing. I think some of those things that he was creating is some of the first missiles, you know, that were sent forth to do damage. And he created these things. He made them. And notice verse 15, he made in Jerusalem engines. Now, he didn't make engines because they didn't have engines back there. But he made things for war. He made these huge shields that they could protect themselves as they're shooting at the enemy. He just figured things out to where he would lose very few men. He also made these huge ramming things that would take out gated cities. He invented by cunning men. He had gifted men around him to be on the towers, upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows, throw the great stones with all. I mean, unbelievable. And his name, here we go again, his name spread far abroad. Oh, that's Uzziah. Hey, I think I saw Uzziah. Where'd you see him? Oh, he was down the street. I was on Jerusalem Street, and I saw Uzziah. Wow, you're kidding. How close did you get? His spread abroad. His name, he became a big shot. Everybody knew him. He was marvelously, notice, helped. So in verse 7, God helped him. You see that? In verse 8, God strengthened him. And then in verse 13, he helped the king against the enemy. And now we see he is marvelously helped. And then we get the bad news. And the bad news is, till he was strong. Uzziah was a great king, but something happened. Because of his fame, because of all that he had, he became spoiled towards the Lord. And he started thinking crazy thoughts. He started to lose it. He says, it's by my might, by my power, you know, these things happen. Remember Zechariah 4:6? No. Hey, hello. It's not by your might. It's not by your power. It's by my spirit, says the Lord. Sometimes we look at the news and we look around us at our jobs and schools and all. We see the way things are going and now how Christian schools are being sued. We go according to the Bible. Well, that's, they're going to get sued. Now everybody is saying, well, yeah, you're Christians. Why don't you just let it go, man? It's not a big deal. Well, I mean, sin is sin. If you got sin in the camp, you got trouble. And we know that. Until the sin is routed out and dealt with, they couldn't go on any further. They tried to go to Ai after Jericho, but there was sin in the camp. Achan had stolen. I mean, there was bad things going on. And finally, when that sin was removed, they could go on and have victory. So there's a lot of things going on. But oh God, to walk with God, to experience victory. I love that. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Isn't that great? I think it's 1 John 4:4. Greater is he in me. That's he that's in the world. And then to bear fruit and to just be blessed of God. And that's what Jesus said. I want you to bear fruit. Bear fruit in your own life, the fruit of patience, of long-suffering, of, you know, all the things that we need as Christians. But also, I think bearing a fruit is also winning souls. That's fruit. And just being fruitful as a Christian. Having good things coming out of our lives. And so we see that he was skilled in so many ways. skilled in warfare. Are we to be skilled in warfare? What does Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 through 17 say about spiritual warfare? It says he wants us to be strong. He wants us to put on the whole armor of God. And he begins to break it down for us, the armor that's going to cause us to be more than conquerors. Needful things, spiritual things. The helmet of salvation, to know that you are saved and you're a child of God, you know. And he goes down the whole thing. The breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, to wield that shield around. Why? Because the fiery darts of the wicked one are coming at us. How do you put them out? Faith, believing in God, standing on his word. Those arrows are done. They're just extinguished. So the spiritual warfare that we have, he had the physical warfare. He was doing great. And then we get to this next verse, verse 16. Here's the weak spot. Here's the kink in his armor. Here's his Achilles heel. Here's what takes him down. Great lesson. But, verse 16, when he was strong, notice, last portion of verse 15, it says, till he was strong. It's almost like I'm strong in myself. I can do this. Thanks, God, for getting me this far. I'll take it from here. You're done, man. More than done. You're toast. It's over. You just left the blessings of God. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up. Fame, fame. And your heart gets lifted up. Do you remember that proverb? It's Proverbs 16:18, where he says, pride goes before what? Destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. And that's exactly where this king is going. He's got pride. Now, what I think he should have said was over in 2 Samuel 7:18. You can write that down. 2 Samuel 7:18 says, then went King David in and he sat before the Lord and he said, who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? All of a sudden you get a loss for words. I know who I am. I know that I live in a body of dust. And I know my heart is prone to wander. And I know these wicked things because one of my worst enemies is my own body. It's scary, but it's real. Remember what James says, humble thyself in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. Walk humbly before God and he'll be with you. Well, it says he was lifted up to his, what, own destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God. He blew it big time. And this transgression, this sin that he did, was one of the worst, as he just forsakes his God. He sort of just snubs the word of the Lord, the things of the Lord. Why? Well, he went into the temple of the Lord. He's not supposed to be in the temple of the Lord. He's the king. Well, I can go anywhere I want, man. I'm king. Don't tell me where I can go. No, you're not supposed to go in there. God says only the priests and the Levites are supposed to go in there. You can't go in there. Oh, watch me. That's what I'm talking about. He went into the temple of the Lord to do what? To burn incense upon the altar of incense? Big no. According to the Lord, you don't touch that. You don't go there. I think here we can see that Uzziah is really getting to be a great sinner. To say, I don't care what the Lord says about that. Remember what Isaiah said? Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. I saw the Lord high and lifted up, the time that King Uzziah died. Then he saw the Lord. People's eyes were on Uzziah big time. They respected him. They loved him. He did a lot for them. But they looked to him as, that's our security, man. That's who we look to. Until he died. May our Uzziahs die so we can see the Lord. What are you talking about? We need to get our eyes off of our husband, off of our wife. And when they fail, we'll be strengthened in the Lord. And our eyes will be on the Lord to be able to minister to one another. Because it's the Lord who will see us through. Not a man, not a woman. We're going to get our eyes off of self. And things that we shouldn't have our eyes on. Trusting in things. Trusting in this or that. And just let it die. And ask God to let it die. Well, this church, I went over to that church and this is what happened to me over there. So as far as church goes, I'm burned. I'm out of here. And so because of something that happened, now you don't like the church that Jesus gave his life for. And you kind of make fun of it and you talk about it because that's where you got hurt. It's not the church that hurt you. Listen, he is the Lord of the church. We need to get our eyes on him, not on the situation, on the circumstance. So God, may our Uzziahs die so that we can really see you clearly. Uzziah stumbled a whole lot of people. Notice verse 17, and Azariah, the priest, and this is the next priest in line. He went out after him. He freaked out. He couldn't believe the king was doing what he was doing. Hey, what are you doing? And he ran after him. And with him, he took, 80 priests? Hey, I need some help. The king's just blowing his mind in there. He's blowing it big time. I need some help. And they all went in to press on the king. 80 of them. These were valiant men to go up against the king and to say no to the king. You never say no to the king. But they're saying no, big time. Why? Because God said so. That's why. That's what we stand on. We stand on his promises. We stand on this word of God, the truth. We take our stand. And having done all to stand with our whole armor on. And we go, and we become a light of him to a world that's in darkness. Verse 18, they're telling him, don't do this, don't do this. And they withstood Uzziah because he went too far. This is not what God called him to do. God called him to do all the things we talked about, but this thing, going into the temple and burning incense unto the Lord, is not his gift. You don't go where you don't have the gift. But he's going in there. They withstood the king and said unto him, it apprehendeth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn, this is not good, to burn incense unto the Lord, but this is the priest's job, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast transgressed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. So, after him doing this, and he's getting a warning here, get out of here. don't do this. Interesting, in Leviticus chapter 10 of Leviticus, you see that Abihu and Nadab, and they did something really bad. They thought they could be priests now. They got haughty, and they walked into the temple, and they lit strange fire upon the altar. And God consumed both of them. There they lay, black, burned to a crisp. And God said, you got to take care of the people. Don't worry about your children. They'll be buried. They'll be taken care of. Kind of a weird story. Talk about burnout. Both of those guys were burned out. But they disobeyed the Lord. And I'm sure it almost devastated, you know, Aaron. What is he going to do? My kids. But he just kept going on. God says, you keep going and you minister to the people. That has encouraged me many times. I've had family situations, big time. Some of you know some of the stuff our families have gone through. How do you keep going when stuff like that hits you? Well, you just know that God's called you to do a certain thing, and you just keep doing it. And God pulls you up and out, and he's with you. And you just steady on, steady on. That's what Aaron did. But you've transgressed. Remember Korah's family, how they wanted to go into the temple. They wanted to be the priests. And the earth opened up and swallowed Korah and his whole family. And then there's Jeroboam. The same thing happened. He got cocky, walked into the temple and said, I can do this. And he was wiped out. So lessons learned that you don't mess with the word of God. And it's a warning that you don't go against the Word of God. When the Word of God says, don't be unequally yoked with a non-believer, what do you think it means? That means don't date somebody that doesn't love Jesus more than you love him. That's just what it means. God said to the children of Israel, when you go into the land, don't get involved with the women in the land. They'll take you away from me. I mean, is that clear enough? But then we play around. Oh, but he looks so, oh man. Or she is, wow. Well, so were the Moabite women. They were wow, wow. And the children of Israel and the men went down into that camp. Sin big time. Balaam told Balak how to get the children of Israel to sin. Send your women, men. And they fell.
Pastor Jeff Johnson, ending our time today with a strong word of caution. But their story doesn't have to be ours. We need only humbly trust and obey. This is Sound Doctrine, and what you've heard today is only one part of our study in 2 Chronicles. Well, let me pass along to you our toll-free number that you can use to order resources from us, like today's message on CD. That toll-free number is 800-353-7553. And by the way, the suggested donation is just $5. Again, reach us at 800-353-7553. Or access this message online at sounddoctrineradio.org. More and more people these days are accessing teaching through their mobile devices. Now, if that's you, you can check out our app. Do a search for Calvary Chapel Downey and start listening to Pastor Jeff on your phone or tablet today. One day, millions of Christians are going to be snatched up into the air to join Jesus in heaven. We refer to this as the rapture, and it could happen any day now. But the question is, are you ready? Will you be included in that rapture? Consider that very question with Pastor Chuck Smith as you read The Rapture. Now, in this book, Pastor Chuck takes a look at the scriptures detailing the rapture of the church and the Great Tribulation. You can get a copy today from Sound Doctrine by calling 800-353-7553 or order it online at sounddoctrineradio.org. Please also remember that it's your financial support that helps to make these studies possible on your station and others like it. Your contribution is an investment in the lives of so many listeners that make it their aim to build their lives on the sound doctrine contained in God's Word. So, thank you very much. Go online, sounddoctrineradio.org, and click donate, or call 800-353-7553. Well, there is much more to come in the book of 2 Chronicles. Make plans to join us each day as together we open and study the Word with Pastor Jeff. Sound Doctrine is presented by Calvary Chapel Downey.